Well, in 2005, he walked away from the finale of NBC's The Biggest Loser a winner after losing 185 pounds in only 9 months. Peter Thomas is considered to be one of the most successful contestants from that weight loss show, and we are lucky enough to have him live in the studio with us. Welcome to WTOP.
Oh, ladies, thank you so very much for having
me.
I appreciate
it. Okay, so you lost 185 pounds.
Yeah,
that's like a couple of people.
It is. Exactly. As I like to say, I lost the Olsen twins. Exactly right.
Now, everybody wants to know, first of all, what was your motivation and how did you do it?
You know, I was like so many different people. I knew that I had a problem, but I didn't know exactly how to take the weight off. I tried things that everybody else tries. I tried the coffee diet, the shake this, the eliminate this entire food group, and all those things were short-term fixes, and it just didn't work long-term. And so The Biggest Loser allowed me a chance to really start the process all over again. I knew that long-term I was going to get the weight off and keep it off, and The Biggest Loser was really the catalyst to starting that process. Lost the majority of my weight at home, 102 pounds, and I've been blessed to be able to keep it off for over 8 years now.
Wow.
Well, there's one thing that you teach, and it's creating stupid goals. And
exactly.
I love this because I think everybody creates a stupid goal. What is that?
Well, you know, the stupid goal is, I need to lose 25 pounds by spring. And spring is 3 weeks away. Now, come on, you know? And the other one, here's another stupid goal. I have people that ask me this question, you know, they lose a lot of weight. And they say, well, am I always going to have to be concerned about what I eat? And my retort is simply this. Well, how long have you struggled with your eating? We're about 35 years. Well, can we give it 4 or 5 years for you to get this process down where you actually know what to eat and how to eat in any and every environment? And so it's very important that we set realistic goals, because as you mentioned, those stupid goals, I have this all the time. And since I'm here with ladies, I hope I don't get stoned. But ladies always say, you know, I want to get back to the dress that I had that I wore to my high school prom. That's nice. Now, tell me about yourself. What do you do for a living? Well, I sit at the desk job all day. I've got 4 kids and I'm 45 years old. Well, maybe you can't get back to that high school dress, but maybe can we look for that dress that you were in college?
Be more realistic.
Be more realistic, exactly. And well, so those stupid goals really, they harm us more than hurt. Help us.
Your book, Lose It Fast, Lose It Forever, is really interesting because you talk about really what you eat in a day and how you make it work for yourself. Give us a little insight.
You know, I call it your personal daily fuel goal. Each of us are like cars. We need so much fuel to get us from here to there. And food is fuel at its most base component. Food is fuel. And you have to, first of all, understand how much fuel do I need on a daily basis. And then from there, you need to understand how much fuel is in the food that I eat. And that's one of the things that I teach. I teach the things that I call forever fundamentals. These are things that you have to learn for the rest of your life if you're going to be healthy for the rest of your life. And that's really the ultimate goal, is the forever healthy, not just the short-term fixes.
So it's sort of taking what you would normally eat and figuring out a way to lower the calories in those particular meals and still eat what you want.
Oh, you've got it exactly right. I should take you around the country with me. Exactly right. And that's a big key. I call it modification, not starvation. But you're taking the foods that you would normally eat and you're modifying them so that they are lower in calorie, lower in carbohydrates, and so that you can still eat all the food that you want without going hungry. You have got it exactly right. And it has to be personalized. So I'm 6'5", Midwesterner. What I eat is going to be different from someone who's got 4 kids, works in government here in D.C. It's going to be different. It's going to be personalized.
All right. Pete Townsend, one of the NBC's Biggest Losers. Thanks for joining us today. And your new book is called Lose It Fast, Lose It Forever.
Absolutely. I'm here, of course, for tomorrow. We're here with the MedStar, Southern Maryland Hospital. Their Health and Diabetes Expo is tomorrow, and we'd look for everybody to come out.
That's in Clinton.
Clinton, Michigan.
Clinton, Maryland.
I'm from Michigan. Clinton, Maryland. Absolutely.
Pete Thomas, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.